From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Virginia Secretary of Natural and Historic Resources, Stephanie Talon.
The information you provide will help tell a story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality.
Ensuring voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary. Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Corn harvest is now underway across the eastern United States. In Tennessee, 44% of the 2025 corn crop is already off the field, while in North Carolina, that number stands at 45%. Some of the highest quality corn is being found in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. McDonald's recently announced they're investing $200 million in regenerative agriculture practices. A news release from the company says that McDonald's serves more than 90% of Americans every year, and they recognize their responsibility to help safeguard our food systems for long-term viability. One of the focus areas will be on improving soil health and water quality on cattle ranches. And the All-America Dairy Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is now in the books. Congratulations to Chloe and Claire Lamb. They exhibited the Supreme Grand Champion Cow this year.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. I guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Morristown, Tennessee. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WJDT FM 106.5 in beautiful Morristown, Tennessee. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us that the best sermons are lived, not preached. That's Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.